You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. The Friday Mix. Food.
And in the meantime, we're talking food. And this food feature is brought to you by Clenergy Kitchen. Keto, banting, low carb and weight loss made decadently delicious. And that is from the team at Clenergy Kitchen. And today we're looking at Heritage Month. We're looking at September and a call that has been made by Chefs with Compassion. They've invited South Africans to a heritage food challenge, a Heritage Month food challenge. And to tell us more, and as we explore his career as well, we've got the young chef, Chef Adrian Vigors Brown, joining us on the line. Hello, Chef. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and yourself. Thanks for having me.
I am very good, thank you. What an interesting career you've had. Only 30 and you're already this executive chef at the Melrose Arch African Pride Hotel. And just looking at the different places you've worked, it seems like it's been a very interesting career.
It's been one of those that I've enjoyed from the minute I got into it. When you're doing something you're passionate about, I don't think much can stop you.
Yes, yes. And from a young age, you have a story, in fact, of where the seed was planted as a little chacharach child on holiday. Just tell the story quickly.
Well, we always used to go to a lovely resort in Drakensberg, and somehow, some way, every time we went there, I always found myself in the kitchen by the cereal bar, by the barista station, and then eventually into the kitchen just watching all these chefs working. And I thought, you know, this is just... At that age, I didn't know it's something I wanted to do, but I mean, I was always magnetically drawn to any kitchen on our holidays.
Did you interrogate chefs as well about how they do what they do?
No. I was just, you know, when you enter something for the first time, you've got big wide eyes and you're just absorbing everything.
Oh, wow.
It was like unreal.
Yes. But you also built your career and you believe in volunteering. So even in your teens, you were already working and taking in as much as you could. I think that's a wonderful philosophy.
For me, it's something that's very vital. I've got a saying I say to all my students, we all start with nothing. Mm. No matter how great someone is, they always had to acquire that knowledge from somebody, and there's always people that don't have that ability to acquire that skill. So I believe very much in volunteering my time, which I'm in control of, and also volunteering not just my time, but my training of people to get them into a fortunate position like I was.
Yes, yes. And of course, it allows you to just learn at the feet of some of the best. And you have worked in some interesting places. You were at Carnival City, the Sheraton in Pretoria. Then other moves included the Bakament Bay Resort in the Caribbean. That's the thing with being a chef. You get to travel to some extraordinary places. You were even at DW 1113 for that fine dining experience. And, you know, a whole lot more. And here you are now at the Melrose Arch. But you're also part of Chefs with Compassion. And you've got an initiative. Tell me about this grouping. But also let's talk about your Heritage Month challenge to South Africans.
Right, let's first go on the Heritage Month because that's the important one at the moment.
Mm.
So obviously our food in South Africa is very unique and everybody cooks their food a little bit different. So what we're challenging everybody is to challenge their friends, their corporates, their family to cook up a dish that is proudly theirs, that speaks to them and their culture, take a picture or a video of it, and then we're going to upload that onto the Facebook group and we're going to tag it, hashtag our food, hashtag Heritage Day, and hashtag proudly South African.
Yeah.
Then what's going to happen is the Chefs with Compassion group is going to share that completely nationwide, worldwide, on Heritage Day, giving everybody a little bit of airtime and to promote this cuisine that we have and the fact that our food is amazing. And all we're trying to do is raise awareness for hunger, obviously. That's what Chefs with Compassion is.
Yeah.
So we're asking people to go to the website, chefswithcompassion.org.za, just make a small donation in response to this pandemic that we face with hunger.
Mm.
And we're going to feed children. And it takes 10 rand to feed a child for a day. So we just want to get as many 10 rand as we can so that we can increase our effect that Chefs with Compassion has had.
Mm.
In the lockdown months, we've managed to feed just over 1 million people. So we just want to keep doing that.
Yes, and South Africans can come on board. What an incredible way to help. And the thing is, we do look down somewhat, or there's always been that perception that South Africans prioritize or foreground the cuisine from other places. Yes, we can learn, yes, we can enjoy, but that we never quite have, we haven't quite elevated what is originally and uniquely South African.
And it's a shame because South African cuisine is a melting pot of so many different cuisines. I mean, if we just look at all our cultural differences, they all come with all cuisine differences. And you're very right. People often don't look to promote our brand, and our brand is huge. People love our flavor combinations, our complexity of spice and sweet and richness of food. And then we've also got such elegant, simplistic dishes that just attach in families and bring people together.
Yes, and we look down on that simplicity, and yet that is part of the key.
Exactly. That's what makes us uniquely South African.
Yeah, absolutely. And then another thing as well, you know, it is hard times at the moment, and it's something that we're also known for in this country, and that is the nose-to-tail way of cooking and eating. You know, a couple of, I think it was 2-3 years ago, where it seemed to have caught on in other parts of the world, and it was touted as a trend. But ultimately, here in South Africa, we are also synonymous with this way of consuming an animal from nose to tail. You're also quite passionate about this way and maintaining this way of life and approach to food.
I think, again, it's extremely vital. If you think of just one cow, that whole beast has given its life for us. So if we are only going to be taking the fillet and the sirloin, what's going to happen with the 90% of the rest of that animal? Mm. Also, It's got a stigma to it, eating what we call the wobbly bits, the lung, the heart, the tongue. Yes, back at our homes, we will eat that stuff. There's no problem. But we're very scared to go out and experiment and see other people's take on that. And I think sometimes we look down on it, which, again, is something we shouldn't do. We should be comfortable with our choices. If we want to be eating tripe, let's get the best tripe that we can get out there. I mean, it's not just home cooks that cook that. There's top executive chefs that can do it, but it's a risk move because someone's not going to come to my hotel to order tripe because they're going to say, that's not this hotel, which in fact, food is food. We've got to appreciate everything that's come off of that animal.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw something about cod cheeks and I thought, what? The cheeks of cod, literally. And that's the responsible thing.
It definitely is. And I mean, we have a negative connotation to it because we're not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So just like we teach children at a very young age, they don't like vegetables because they don't know what it is. We need to taste and then affirm, do I like this or not? If I like it, why not eat it? If I don't like it because of its taste and stuff, that's fully understandable. But we're never going to know until we try it, and we try it a few times to see maybe the first time it wasn't done properly. But I'm a firm believer of you have to try everything once to see if you like it or not, and then make your decision.
Yes. Well, it's been lovely to chat to you, Chef, and I hope more South Africans go onto the website www.chefswithcompassion.co.za and support this Heritage Month challenge that will allow Chefs with Compassion to feed more children across South Africa as they've been doing during the lockdown. Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
And that is Chef Adrian Vigors Brown, and he is the head chef at the African Pride Melrose Arch Hotel, and only 30 and already a number of awards. And of course, he's had a very interesting career.